and I could be a girl," said Isaac. "If I wore a dress and a bonnet and a pair of gloves, the jailer would think that I was a girl."
Yes, that might work.
Mrs. Allen looked through the runaway notices again. There were no notices for a woman with an older daughter and a younger son.
Okay, let's try it. I have some clothes that you can both change into.
She looked at Nancy's hair.
Nancy, are you sure it's okay to cut your hair?
Nancy nodded, and Mrs. Allen got a pair of scissors. Later, while the children were changing, the woman took out some thick paper from a secret drawer in her desk. She had helped many runaway slaves escape to Canada. In her house, there was even a secret room for slaves to hide in. Sometimes, like now, she would make fake identity cards for runaways. She took three pieces of paper and began to write carefully.